Hey there, it's Jamie Oikle with RunningRestaurants.com here. I've got a short snippet for you today from a recent webinar I hosted with Roger Bodwin of Restaurant Rockstars. In this clip, Roger talks about the importance of job descriptions as a tool to set your employees up for success and to hold them accountable for their performance. This is a simple and effective tool that's oftentimes missed by restaurants. Here's Roger. Let's go to the next one, which is job descriptions. We talk about this on our site as well, but if you don't do this, people don't know what to expect. So what do you think, Roger?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to so many operators, either in my coaching practice or just in my travels across the country at these food shows. And I do quite a bit of speaking for performance foods at their different food shows. And I talk to customers and I ask them these questions, and you'd be surprised at how many restaurants don't have job descriptions for every position. And you bring in a new employee and you kind of say, okay, this is what you're supposed to do. And then you turn them loose. And then half these people are scratching their heads saying, why am I not getting the results that I expect? I have certain standards and these people aren't meeting the standards. It's because you set them up for failure. If there's no job description, if there's no clear roadmap to what you expect in that job, what do you think the results are going to be? So let's go over this really quickly. A job description has several elements to it, at least the ones that I recommend, the ones that I've created that had tremendous success in my business. And it starts at the very top with what I call key success factors. And these are just a series of words that are applicable to what's going to make this person in this job, whether it's a dishwasher, a fry cook, a server, a bartender, a host, a busser, whatever, what's going to make this person successful in this job? What do they need to bring to the table when they walk through the door for the first time? So maybe it's eyes wide open or hustle or accuracy or detail oriented or, you know, teamwork, whatever it is, you write five or six words that you think apply to this person in that job. And then the meat of this is what we call primary responsibilities. Now, everyone has jobs that might have five responsibilities, it might have 10, it might have 15. It varies based on the job. But you have to be as accurate as possible as if you're doing that job. Put yourself in that person's shoes and write down every single thing in detail and accurate as possible, but simple to understand. Okay. And if you've got five or 10 items on the page, there it is. Now, here's the key. Next to every one of those responsibilities, there's a blank line, 5, 10, 15 blank lines next to each. When you bring in a new person, you sit them down, or even if it's an existing employee and you want to shift their behavior and create this leadership I'm talking about, new employees or, you know, people that have been with you a while, you read line by line and you ask them, do you understand what I expect in this job, line by line? And sure, there are certain things that they're not going to be sure about because maybe they need to be trained, but then we're going to train people, right? But if they have experience, they don't need the training. They've done that before, but you make it clear to them what you expect. And if they say, yes, I understand, and yes, I can do that job to the best of my abilities, you have them initial the line, okay? And now you got 5 or 10 or 15 initials. That creates accountability, okay? And we're going to talk a lot about accountability in a minute, but there you go. They sign off on each line item. And then if you're really smart about this and you want to empower people and you want to give them additional responsibility, you think, where will this job lead them next? Because you're always trying to move people up in your organization. You're always trying to, you know, and cross-training is super important as well. I always looked at that as an investment, not a cost, because when someone got hit by a bus or they got the flu or whatever it was, I had people that could jump into different jobs, dishwashers that could be fry cooks and bussers that could, you know, had product knowledge and they could go to the point of sale system and order while the server was in the kitchen, even make food and drink recommendations. That's cross training. It's amazing, right? And then you give people incentives or bonuses for going above and beyond. And it might take time for them to get there. It might be a couple of months before they're ready for that additional responsibility. But you lay it out in the beginning and say, if you do a great job with these primary responsibilities, here's where you can go with it if you want. And if they don't want, and if they're just super stellar performers as dishwashers and fry cooks and bussers, that's okay too. Not everybody needs to move up. But the cross-training piece is to your benefit. If you can give time each week to training somebody so that they can jump in a pinch, it's to your benefit. And then the show must go on.